This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and it's always a pleasure to have my next guest here in the studio with us, the Reeve of Drummond North Elmsley, Mr. Steve Fournier. Steve, welcome.
How are you, Bob? Thanks for having me in.
I'm great. It's good to see you. It's nice to have you in.
Good.
How long have you been mayor now?
This will be my ninth year.
You so still like
I
it?
Was, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's lots of stuff going on. And I was councillor for 4 years, Reeve for 4 years, and this is my second term as Reeve. So, yeah.
And, of course, the history there with the as fire chief and so on, you move from one form of public service to another. And I know it was a while ago and we've talked about this, but yeah. Now that you're, you know, seasoned, how's that transformation been?
No, it's all good. It's always the same problems. It's just a different perspective which side of the table you're on, whether you're asking for the money or giving the money. So
there you go. Well, there's a number of things that we want to touch on here this week. And the biggest one, I guess, would be the new Ferguson Falls Hall.
Yes. So this Sunday coming up, September 24th from 1 to 4, we have the opening of the brand new Ferguson Falls Hall in Ferguson Falls. And also with that is the 25th anniversary of the amalgamation of the former townships of Drummond and North Elmsley into Drummond North Elmsley. So, catchy name there. Yeah, so we're trying to kill two birds with one stone. The new hall replaces the existing structure, which actually this October lasted for 99 years. I guess it was actually floated from Boyd Settlement down to Ferguson Falls, and they put brick on it. And they had good times there for 99 years, but the foundation was sinking, the brick was falling off, the rafters were cracking, no accessibility standards, so it was time we replaced it. We talked to the community, and they said, yes, that's the identity of our little hamlet here. We like that little hall. So we talked to them, and we told them right off the bat we'd have to get government grants because it's very expensive to build a building nowadays. So lo and behold, we applied for a grant, and then about 2 months later, we got the news that $750,000 was on our way. We weren't really ready that quick, so then it was a mad dash to get the drawings done and buy some land and clear some lands and do a bid process and hire a contractor and an architect and mechanical drawings. So we finally got that all done, and here we are. The building's 99% complete, and this Sunday will be the grand opening.
Have you been? You must have done a walkthrough or anything.
Oh, yeah. So we've been there three or four times looking for deficiencies and trying to make everything look good, and we've had that community group back to look at it, the finished product, and a few finishing touches on it, and put the memorabilia back up on the walls and make sure everything's good to go for this Sunday. And we're going to have fire trucks there, and our new plow truck's going to be there, and staff, and we actually have a couple bands coming. The Klein Brothers and Memory Lane will be there. They're going to bring their banjos and fiddles and guitars, and I call it a hoedown. We're going to have a hoedown there on Sunday, and there's going to be stuff for the kids and stuff to eat and drink and that sort of stuff, and just to try to get the community back and show them their new hall and bring it all to that.
And that's coming up this Sunday.
This Sunday, yes.
And where is the hall?
So Ferguson Falls, if you go out to Lanark Highway and turn on the Ferguson Falls Road, there's a little hamlet between there and Boyd Settlement. So you can either go to Highway 7 and pass Innisfil and turn left on Ferguson Falls Road and come back to Ferguson Falls, or go to Lanark, turn right, towards Lanark, and just before, about a mile before, you turn right on the Ferguson Falls Hall. But road, you can go out there, and we'll all be there waiting to go on Sunday from 1 to 4.
Excellent. Sounds like a party.
Yeah. So back to the building. We tried to do as much green stuff as we could. Electric heat pumps. We used the old water well, energy efficient windows, setback thermostats, and motion sensors and all that. So no, it should be a good, people should be impressed when they come in and see it.
Excellent. Yeah. All the modern amenities that you'd want in there.
That's right. And we want to get back to what it was used for before, family reunions and luncheons after funerals and youth groups. And we may use it at a polling station and when the elections come up and stuff like that. One of the things, we used all the exterior brick from the old hall to put the stage behind the backdrop for the stage for that. So, and we used...
That's awesome.
Yeah, we used the old cupboards from the kitchen and the washer, or sorry, the dishwasher and the fridge and the stove and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's we thought it out and I want to get it back to what it was before.
I love how smaller communities like this have that hall. They wanted that hall.
Yeah.
But it's just such a throwback, right? It's like whatever you want to use it for, you can use it for, you know? You can do everything. Like you said, receptions for weddings. You could have weddings there too. You know, anything like that.
No, it's all open to whatever we can do. And just got to get the people there and get them comfortable there. We've got new tables and chairs and beautiful hardwood floor and a pine ceiling and a kitchen and an office and lots of room for entertainment. And we have a lot of memorabilia on the walls, pictures of the old bridges, the old bridge that was there, and some of the old villagers and stuff. So it's their identity, like I said, in the hamlet, and we want to keep it.
Speaking of bridges, the Rideau Ferry Bridge, finally done, which is great.
Yes.
You know, I travel that bridge quite often, so it was really nice to see it done. But underneath the bridge at the Rideau Ferry docks, there's been some improvements made there as well.
Yes, so the County of Lanark and Leeds and Grenville paired together with a project to rehabilitate the bridge deck and the sidewalk and the railings and that. It took over 2 years. They ran into problems the first year. So in the midst of that, we had some history boards we had made up and we were going to put under there, but we had to wait until all the construction was done. So back in 2020, we had these boards made up. They were made by a guy by the name of Shane Goudreau from Kingston. Excellent guy, very good artist. So he's put 6 or 7 boards up, and what they do is it shows the history of Rideau Ferry. And it goes from the way back from the indigenous peoples with their headdress and birch bark canoes and blankets to the building of the Rideau Canal by Colonel John By. Music in the former Rideau Ferry Inn, which used to be called the Coots House, by the Continentals Band. And a lot of people still know the Continentals. Dennis Staple, the former mayor of Smith Falls, he was on it. And Bill Bowes and Guy Allard and Bob Milliken and guys like that. Pictures of them up there. We got pictures of old boats being built. We got pictures of the regatta. Pictures of the old inn. It was a really happening place there for years and years, and this just brings back a bit of the history. So we will have a official opening in the spring. We just got them up now. Our road superintendent, Scott Cameron, he retires this Friday, actually. He wanted to get that job wrapped up and get that all up there. So we'll cover it up for the winter and make sure everything's good, and we'll have an unveiling maybe next May 2-4 weekend or something when the canal opens back up. But so drop out and take a look at that. And just a little plug here, on Saturday, October 14th, is the 4th annual Rideau Ferry Outdoor Craft Market. So it's in and around CC's building there.
Okay.
It goes on Saturday, October 14th from 10 to 3. So there's 30 local craft vendors consisting of artisans, painters, decor and clothing apparel, baking, food, drinks, live entertainment, canned goods, strawberries, stuff like that. So, yeah, just a little bit of a plug there to get that going. But the artist work was really beautiful. So if you have a chance, stop in, and we'll try to keep them uncovered until the 14th, and everybody has a chance to look at it and go from there.
It makes sense to do it next spring because of all the construction that has been going on there.
That's correct.
And I do have to say that the bridge itself looks fantastic,
yeah,
as do some other roads, because there's been some road work done this summer.
Yeah, with the county, putting my county hat on, we've paved a portion of Port Elmsley. So we did from Perth to Port Elmsley last year. We're doing in the hamlet of Port Elmsley this year, and then next year from Port Elmsley to Smith Falls. So that'll be Highway 43 fixed up for next year. We did 5 kilometers of paving on the Scotch Line. We did 3 kilometers of paving up Bolingbrook, surface treatment all around the Narrows Locks Road, Highway 511, 11 kilometers there. Lots of culvert rebuilds. What we usually do is put the culverts in 1 year and then pave the road the next, so it has a year to sink and you don't get the dips in the road there. But yeah, lots of stuff going on with the township and the county and councils and all that sort of stuff. So
indeed. Now, just before I let you go, one thing that people have been asking me quite a bit when they heard that you were going to be in was, what is the latest with Furry Tales Cat Rescue?
Yeah, so that's the application we have on Pumalee Road for the cat rescue. They decided to build a building and apply for some zoning and stuff, and the neighbors in the neighborhood didn't think that was a good idea. So we had a public meeting, and we had all the views from everybody involved in it, and they came in, and it was a great meeting. So now what happens is our planner will sit down with all the information and all the our official plan, Drummond North Elmsley official plan, the county official plan, the Ontario statement, and go through all that stuff, and he'll do a report up I'm going to say probably the first meeting in October or sometime in October, but everybody was at that meeting. We'll certainly give them an email back. Everybody left their addresses there to make sure they're at that meeting. And he'll come with his recommendations, and council will look at the pros and the cons and make a decision on that.
Do you think a decision would come that night?
It just depends. Like I say, we'll have to see what the planner brings us. He may need more information. He may not, but he'll bring what he has, and we may be able to make a decision that night. We may, but not. We may look for more information. So we can say yes, no, or defer for more information. So that's basically just on that. So hope it goes the way everybody likes it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, indeed. Hope it goes the way everybody likes it. Spoken, you are no longer a fire chief. You are a true politician. There you go.
Well, you can't make everybody happy, but you try.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? Yeah. Steve, thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate it when you do stop by.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate being able to tell everybody all the great things that are happening in Drummond North Elmsley Township.
And there are a lot.
And I hope we see everybody on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. Again, I mean, a lot of people may not realize how much is going on in Drummond North Elmsley, so that's why it's important that we touch base like this from time to time.
Anytime. We're always available.
Excellent. Our guest today on In Focus, Steve Fournier-Reeve of Drummond North Elmsley. Want to let you know that tomorrow, our Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Lena Lee from the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit, will join us once again for her weekly house call on local health. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.